This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Adam Schefter, ESPN sources, Dolphins fire head coach Mike McDaniel.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Really interesting.
Dolphins owner Stephen Ross met with McDaniel this week to discuss the season. After that meeting and reflection, Ross decided to move on. So Mike McDaniel, known as an innovative offensive mind, did some stuff with pre-snap motions that has kind of infiltrated the league. Widely praised for creativity in the run game, et cetera, et cetera. This is a guy who is now looking for a job. Do I suspect he'll land a head coaching position? Yeah, I do. But if he doesn't, and I always do like supply and demand. Ooh, this adds to the supply. And then I think, but it also adds to the demand because an offensive coach is now available. And I go, oh, so now there's two former critically acclaimed offensive minds that are out there, maybe even kind of three. But Mike McDaniel's added to the pool. You've got Kevin Stefanski, who is in the pool. And you've got Brian Daboll, who's in the pool. But all those guys are, there's also seven jobs now available, right?
So yeah. You would, just looking at that, I would think that the three guys you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I imagine that McDaniel's going to get a head coaching gig. I imagine Stefanski gets a head coaching gig and that Daboll does not.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean Daboll can't just absolutely thrive as an offensive coordinator. I'd be interested in McDaniel, absolutely. He's worked under some really, really good head coaches throughout his career. Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan and Gary Kubiak and Denny Green and just a bunch of great coaches. He'd only been a coordinator for 1 year in San Francisco before getting the head coaching gig in Miami. What intrigues me about his time in Miami, his record, he had a winning record, 35-33, but
which is pretty good when you don't have a quarterback.
Boy, there you go. But what he did have were excellent receivers. You know, you had Tyreek Hill before Tyreek Hill got hurt, and Tyreek Hill was a problem when he was in Miami. Devin Achane, the running back, is a problem when he's healthy because the speed is incredible. And those guys, I think you could line up and say, well, Jamison Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs. So if they can get an offense going with those guys in Miami, imagine what you can do here in Detroit when you have even more of those weapons available to you and you have a better quarterback.
So there's a few things here, right? I think you're right. I would expect Stefanski. I would expect McDaniel to be the most likely of the three offensive-minded head coach that just got let go that are kind of on my radar. I would say McDaniel's most likely to get another head coaching job. Stefanski might, Daboll might. But at the end of the day, you know, if you have interest in any of them, call them immediately and say, hey, I know you're looking for another head coaching job, but we're your safe landing spot. Come work with Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Jameson Williams. Come here. Your resume will look golden after a year. And you'll probably, what's your quickest way to get back into the head coaching pool? Come take over one of the most potent offenses in the league. And so if none of these guys get their head coaching job, it's back to Detroit. In the meantime, with news breaking this morning that McDaniel is fired, I can't help but think, did Stephen Ross just go, wait, John Harbaugh's available? Right. You're out. Coach Harbaugh, we'd like you to come coach our Miami Dolphins.
And I don't know if you make a move this late. And I don't know if it's all that late. I mean, it was the it's Thursday after the final.
Yeah, right. Season, what changed between Monday and today? Yeah. Black Monday, as they call it, when coaches get fired, and today. Well, what changed is
John Harbaugh got fired. So I think you can connect dots and say, all right, but but do you make that move unless you know that you're going to land him? Or do you stick around for another year?
Right?
Or was it
big
simply
risk?
You could also have a post-mortem meeting after the season, and McDaniel's like, we got to get rid of Tua at all cost. And maybe they're like, well, we can't afford to take that kind of cap hit, and there's a disagreement, or maybe it's the other way. No, I can work with Tua. Let me work with him because he doesn't like Quinn Ewers or whatever the case is. There could have been an argument there, but it does line up literally a day after Harbaugh was released.
Kang, what are your thoughts on this news?
Yeah, that might have been the seventh team from Florida, not Tampa, though. Might have been Miami.
Might have been, how about that?
Pretty close. As far as the Lions is concerned, yeah, I'd be very intrigued with Mike McDaniel. Like, I think he's a kind of hire, too. I think when you hire a hot, young offensive coordinator, I think you always worry about losing him eventually, because that's just the way the league is, right? But with McDaniel, I'm not so sure, because I think he's actually way more suited to be a coordinator than a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's learned a lot from his experience in Miami and gets another shot. I don't know. But I think you hire him because I think he can run the offense, number one. And two, I think he sticks around for at least a few years because, like I said, I'm at the point where, you know, I don't want to hire the next Ben Johnson because I don't want to lose the next Ben Johnson in a way. I want the production on the field. Don't get me wrong. But I don't have to keep doing this every 2-3 years. I think McDaniel might be one who sticks around and he can be successful, which can, you know, works well for me selfishly as a Lions fan. You guys have mentioned we have the weapons here. Just focus on the offense. You don't have to worry about, you know, leading men and all that stuff, controlling the entire room, all that stuff, I think, which I'm not sure he's so good at. So, yeah, I'd definitely give him a call.
He's a quirky personality.
He's a young guy, and I think he relates to players well, but I think just stick to offense, you know?
He's
got
that.
The room.
He's got that hipster vibe that I think, Gator, you would hate.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You might. I think that honestly, he dresses how I would dress if I was offensive coordinator, head coach in the NFL.
Wearing sweatpants.
Yep, like,
the ankle socks or the no-show socks.
The sweatpants like rolled up over the knees is such a look. He's got about 35 different pairs of glasses. I don't know if you've noticed.
You can lose the cocaine glasses if you come up to Detroit. I mean, it's not Miami. It's not South Beach, man.
But he is also, he's a guy that's gone through
some. Or if you want to keep the cocaine glasses, we're cool with that. Whatever it takes to get Mike McDaniel.
He's gone through some stuff in his personal life, too, and come out better for it. And you root for a guy like that, too. So, I mean, yes, the hipster thing that I'm not thrilled with, but the other stuff. I'm intrigued by him as a coach. I'm not sure if he's a great coach or not. He may be an outstanding coordinator. And like Kang, everything you said, maybe he just can't relate to the players as much as he thinks he can. And maybe he doesn't. If you're as a coordinator, you don't have to. You can just, it's just X's and O's, man. And getting your point across and being able to convey that to other players, to the quarterback in particular. I'd love to have him. I don't think he's going to be available to them, but I'd love it.
You think he'll land a head coaching
gig? I think he'll land a head coaching gig.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it yesterday and about how attractive this job must seem to offensive coordinators to build up their resume. In Miami, offensively, they averaged 20 points a game, or bottom third in the NFL. It wasn't working, leaning into his strength. Their yards per game was bottom third in the NFL. This is supposed to be a strength. Didn't necessarily work out. I still would take him in Detroit because I think that was more of a personnel issue than anything there. And I think he would relish a chance, as would any coach who made their name as a coach offensively. I think that, I mean, Detroit, where else would you want to be, man? So Stefanski, Dable, McDaniel, whatever.
If McDaniel were to take a coordinator's job,
yep,
it might be likely that he would go to Washington and work with Dan Quinn because they're like best buds.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that.
I heard their wives don't get along.
No?
I just made that up. I have no idea.
But again, probably a head coach candidate somewhere else.
All right, there it is. Big name available. Doesn't make sense in Detroit. Brad Holmes will speak today. Got a question about that we will get to today at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on a Thursday on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.